With the battle against heroin addiction ramping up nationwide, Governor Andrew Cuomo last week proclaimed that independent pharmacies across New York may provide the antidote without a prescription. Improved access to naloxone is one of the priorities at the center of Cuomo's fight to end opioid abuse in New York. When administered by injection or nasal spray, the drug, also known as Narcan, temporarily blocks the effects of opioids. Cuomo's directive came the day after the Albany County Executive's State of the County address, in which Dan McCoy called on the State Department of Health to begin providing Narcan over the counter. On the federal level, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is leading the push for emergency funding for upstate New York, saying Congress must get serious about fighting the opioid and heroin epidemic. Schumer says the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act of 2015, which recently passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, is a critical first step in the battle. The bill authorizes the Attorney General to award grants to address the epidemic, but does not currently appropriate any additional funding.
When you're losing the fight, you can't be satisfied with the status quo. You got to do a lot more. And we need not just language, but dollars. The language expands the ability to fight the plague. But we have a shortage, a desperate shortage of dollars in this fight.
Schumer cited New York State statistics showing more than 3,300 opioid-related deaths throughout upstate from 2004 through 2013. County Executive McCoy.
I commend Senator Schumer for requesting more funds, not just for education, but to offset people for treatment. Because that's the most important thing, is when people get hooked on these opiates, that we need to have a treatment facility to get them through programs and to work with the families and their loved ones. It's the education. You know, we really need to get it back out there like we did, I think it was in the 80s, when we had the crack epidemic going on here. This is the same thing with the heroin. We're right back with a different drug.
Assemblyman John McDonald, a pharmacist, explains how naloxone will be distributed.
Individual would come in, say, I'd like to buy a naloxone kit. We would take down the essential information we need to do to track it. We provide the training and just bring the individual over to the register and ring them up for whatever the charge may be. What is smart on the governor's part here, and the county executive here in Albany, is that from a healthcare professional standpoint, absent the emergency room, pharmacists are probably the most accessible healthcare professionals. And therefore, items that people can get on their schedule are a lot easier to come by. And we have the background. We know how opiates and heroin works. We actually know how naloxone works. That's what the bulk of our training is all about. So we're perfectly situated to provide that training and support.
McDonald's Pharmacy in Cohoes is among several statewide to offer the over-the-counter heroin antidote. The health department already has approved hundreds of Walgreens and CVS pharmacies as registered opioid overdose prevention programs, enabling their pharmacists to dispense naloxone without a prescription. New York's junior senator has joined the fray. Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing legislation that could help rein in heroin use at an earlier stage. Her measure would require the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue guidelines for the safe prescribing of opioids for the treatment of acute pain. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.